Good morning, good morning. She Rises. You are speaking with Chantel at I Conquer and She Rises podcast. So today I just kind of had something on my spirit that I needed to talk through with you guys. As you know, this podcast is about upliftment. So we talk about things as women we go through, relationships, you know, finances, careers, anything really that comes to mind, or being a parent, obviously, because I am a parent, so I always have those thoughts as well. But today I wanted to talk about keeping yourself sane, right? Right now, like last night, I couldn't sleep at all. And I was just, my mind was attacking me and telling me all these negative things about myself, which I know is not to be true, because for 2023, my whole mindset is change, progression, persistence, right? Consistency, without giving up. Increasing my spirituality. These are positive changes that I'm creating within myself. And I'm being intentional with the words that I am using for myself. So yesterday, I guess there was something that happened with me at my career, and it just automatically started this negative thought pattern within myself. And I know that usually, as a woman, when we are expecting our, you know, our monthly friend that comes along, these hormones do start attacking, because I was doing so well, you know. So last night, everything just compounded, so that happened, and I just started this negative thought process from there. And for some reason, my mind was just making me replay it over and over, to the point where I could not sleep. And I'm just like, why am I attacking myself? Why am I viciously attacking myself to this point? And I said, I just had to pray for myself. Like, I literally had to scrunch up and say the Lord's Prayer, because I'll be danged if I'm going to go back to where I was before mentally, right? I'm no longer fighting and being negative and beating myself up anymore. That is not who I am. Right? Because if, you know, I am going to change, I am in the process of change. That is what I am doing right now. And I am serious about that, because I am using the I am to it, right? Because when you are training your subconscious mind, which I am doing currently with the utmost seriousness, anything that I attach I am to, I am programming my mind to attach to it as well. And that will also show up in my actions. So I am changing for the better, right? I am persistent. I am consistent. These are the words that I attach myself to, not the negative other words. So I'm not even going to say I am to that, because that's not what I am, right? And that's the intentionality that I am focusing on for this year, to be focused, hyper-focused on the words that I say about myself, on the words that I say about other people, and, you know, to my children, to everyone that surrounds me. That is the hyper-intentionality that I am focused on this year. So I just woke up and I was like, whoa. You know, as a beginner Christian, a beginner follower of Christ, a beginner daughter of Christ, I just thought to myself, I need to put on the armor of God, because, you know, maybe the devil is aware that I'm going to be starting this 21 day of fasting with my church on Monday. And, you know, he's starting early. So I said to myself, I need to put on this armor and get deep in the word and just pray today on Friday, January 13th, 2023. I need to pray throughout my day, because the devil's attacking my mind at this point, and I will not allow him to shake this thought process and this process of change that I am building for myself. And, you know, because it will not work. So I came here to basically say is just be aware of your intentionality and what it is that you're saying to yourself about yourself with others in conversation. It doesn't matter because your subconscious mind does not know if you are joking, right? You tell your mind is a thing. And this is something that I've recently realized. Like we all know you have your brain, but no, your mind is a thing. You tell it what you want it to do. So if I tell it, you know, I am going to have a great day today. We are going to get to school early today, or at least on time. I am going to figure this out. You know, I'm having difficulty, but I will figure this out and I will get it one of these days, right? That's speaking life into myself, not down on myself, right? So when you tell your brain these things, it will figure out a way so that you can get what you desire, right? And once you start changing yourself for the better for yourself, you're going to have the devil's going to start attacking you. You know, your mind is going to start attacking you because you are changing and it is not used to you thinking this way, right? It's used to you being negative. It's used to you being beating up yourself, right? It's used to you doing certain things mentally. And the minute you start changing that, it's kind of like a coping mechanism. It's not used to these thought processes that you're having. So it fights that to keep you back to where you were before, you know, because it knows that, it understands that. And the minute you change that, that's why when you start to change for the better of yourself, you get a lot of opposition from maybe family members and friends because they don't understand because they're not used to seeing you in this role, right? When you first start a business, right, they tell you to go to your friends and family. But because they don't see you as a business owner, a lot of them are not going to take you seriously until you start taking yourself seriously and building your business. Then that's when they'll hop on, right? And that's why they say strangers will support you more than your family and friends do. Because of that, you know, they surround you, they know you, they're like, oh, you know, this is different. You know, so it's like a tentative tiptoe until they're watching, they're looking, but it's still tentative because they've never seen this side of you. And that's exactly what your brain is doing, your mind is doing, your subconscious mind. So I say this to say, put on that shield of that armor of God and, you know, make sure that you are intentional with what the words that you're saying to yourself, about yourself, and in conversation with other people, and with the people that surround you, okay? Be intentional with your actions. Be intentional with your reading, you know, and pray, you know. Prayer, I mean, I was scrunched up, and I had to say the Lord's Prayer over and over again, because, no, I will not accept that. I will not accept that. So make sure that you are aware of what you will and will not accept for 2023 and from here on out, because right now we are in a time of change. And if you are not changing right now, then you're going to basically fall to the wayside, right? So you need to figure out who you are. What is it that you stand for? What is it that you don't stand for? And make sure you're always clothed with that army of God. If you are Muslim, you're reading the Quran, right? If you're a Christian, you're reading the Bible and soaking up in covering yourself in prayers daily, because this is a daily warfare that we have to go through, right? So that's all I had to say today. Very short podcast, but this is something that was just, I had to verbally get this out, because another thing for this year is I'm starting to, as well as being intentional with my words, is journaling. I wasn't even able to journal last night because I just felt like I had to pray. Like, that is powerful, you know, because words have so much more power, but also journaling does too. And keeping that vision alive through your pen, through your words, and through your mind. So I had to get this out just to talk about it. I don't know if anyone else is going through the same thing. Let me know so that I know that I'm not alone, right? Because I know that even though a lot of times a lot of people say that they don't like people or surrounding themselves with tons of people, but in actuality, as human beings, we need people. So it is comforting to know that other people out there are going through the same things. So know that you are not alone. And if you just open your mouth and say, hey, I'm also going through the same thing, let's talk about it, right? You may just save somebody else. So if you are going through what I'm also going through, is, you know, you're being attacked and sometimes you forget to keep that armor of God, doing your daily prayer or affirmations or whatever it is, just know that you are not alone and, you know, we are here for you. So if you need to contact me for whichever reason, let me know. At She Rises podcast, you can email me. I will put my email down in the description area so that you can access that if you need to at some point. But I wish you the best of days today, and a nice good weekend. Thanks, guys.